the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. Coming up, the Wizinator will give you the latest on the inventor. What is happening to him with the federal government going after him? 800-259-9231. Julia has that story here. And we're going to take your phone calls, of course, about absolutely anything. Plus, if we have time, we'll tell you about how it is the so-called sovereign citizen movement has been targeted by the FBI as domestic terrorists. First, we go back to, I think Justin is still with us. Justin, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Justin, you're in Pennsylvania, and you were calling tonight because you're feeling pretty fed up. And
yeah.
Who among our audience, those of us who are liberty-minded folk, who of us has not had this sensation, has not felt...
Yeah, I'd imagine everyone has.
Yeah, absolutely just frustrated and ticked off that the product of your time and effort, the wealth that you are creating, is being siphoned off by some unaccountable bureaucrats hundreds of miles away in Washington, D.C., and that there's nothing, it feels like there's nothing you can do about it. But you are saying there's something you're considering. You're considering a couple of different paths, and you wanted to hear how we felt about it, as though our opinions aren't incredibly heavily biased toward the Free State Project.
Well, he's already saying that he's going to move for the Free State Project.
Right.
That's not really the issue.
Sure, but
the
his question is, should he just go ahead and say, screw it, drop everything, make the move as soon as possible to New Hampshire?
My question, as I understood his question, was, should I file exempt now with my employer and stop paying taxes today, or wait until I move to New Hampshire, and I intend to move forthwith anyway? Is that right?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, I don't know how quickly I'm going to move because I'm one of those people that's slow to get going, but once I get going, I'm like a steamroller.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my biggest issue with moving up there, I mean, I had my friend to help me out, like he said he would, is finding employment elsewhere. But like you just said, wherever I get employment, I'm not filing for the taxes anymore. If they want it, they can come take it from me or put me in jail or whatever, but I'm not giving them a cent anymore.
Okay, so here's my understanding what you've said. My recommendation is that, and understanding that you're not going to pay taxes once you get to New Hampshire, no matter what. I recommend you wait, because if you file the paperwork with your employer at this point, then they essentially file a new W-9 with the federal government saying that you've decided to go exempt. And that kind of sets off red flags you've been paying with this employer.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Does it set off a red flag?
I think it sets off more of one than him filing exempt with a new employer. The federal government is a ponderous organization, and the IRS...
It's going to take him a long time to make a move. I mean, if he's planning on moving...
But what I'm saying is that there's more confusion around it. If he starts a new employer and he's exempt newly with a new employer, the new employer isn't going to think anything weird's going on.
Yeah, whereas, in a new state, too.
Yeah, I think that that's the time to get it. I know you're frustrated.
But if he's going to make the move to New Hampshire, I mean, I was talking with Julia during the break, and she says one of the reasons why she's not ready to do something like that is because the feds could just come after and garnish your paycheck.
It's a gamble. You don't know if they're going to catch you or not. You just, because there's such a large Leviathan that...
Right. I think it's pretty certain that they're going to move slowly in whatever it is that they decide to do.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a very good chance, again, we're all speculating here, nobody knows exactly how it's going to play out, but there's a chance that you could file as exempt at your current employer, and if you're planning on coming to New Hampshire within the next, say, year or something like that, you could get several months' worth of full paychecks, which will be a lot of money to help you. The extra money you'll get would help you move. You'll get several months of full paychecks before the feds make a move against you, it would seem.
And even the first move they make is nothing but, vapid little letters, letter after letter, and then finally they could either start garnishing wages if they find you.
The first move they're going to make isn't going to be made for several years, likely.
Yeah,
so
that's
if
like
he's planning on moving to New Hampshire, why not take the extra cash and make the move? If he's planning on moving to New Hampshire and it's part of the Free State Project and then not paying once he gets here, it doesn't seem like you have anything to lose to me.
Well, my opinion is if it is to poke large, dangerous beasts with sharp sticks.
Stop poking a dangerous beast. It's filing a piece of paper. These bureaucrats shuffle papers all day long.
It's a freaking analogy, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is, the federal government believes that your money belongs to them. They believe your body belongs to them. They believe that everything you've ever generated belongs to them.
I'm hearing a lot of fear from you. Julia's just sitting here absorbing all this. What do you think?
Well, like, I haven't made this decision. I work for a company, and my concern, I guess, is that if my company was notified, hey, we have someone here who isn't paying taxes, they would start taking it from me. Mm-hmm. And at this point in my life, I'm not sure that the loss is worth it if I were to have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, you're not ready to walk away from your company.
No. So it would depend on what position you're in. And I mean, all actions have consequences. You just need to weigh that out and see if it's right for you.
See, in Julia's case, she's in a company and she's not ready to leave it over this particular issue. But you are planning on leaving.
I didn't think about it. I mean, it was really bad a couple of years ago. I was so restless. I'm lucky I haven't made a rash decision yet. And I have a temper, and I tend to make dumb decisions when I let my temper control me, and that's what I'm trying to not do in this case.
It seems to me that if you follow Mark's advice, that you'll be missing out on likely hundreds of dollars of money that you could put toward your own ends that they're not going to be able to touch because they're too slow and bureaucratic. I mean, what are the odds that the IRS is going to start garnishing your paychecks a month after you file an exempt form?
There's nil, because I mean, every story, even the people that do get harassed, I keep hearing it takes years and years, and some of them never get harassed at all.
By that time you'd be in New Hampshire, you've got your new job, then they may still come after you and try to garnish your paycheck. At that point, you can leave that job, work underground, or whatever that you need to do.
Do you happen to know if the W-9 exempts you from all taxes?
Like W-4.
W-2.
W-4.
W-4,
yeah.
Okay. W-4 exempts you from all taxes?
No. Not Social Security.
It does not? Well, you're not paying income tax anyway, dude.
Not?
Well, how do you know that?
Because Pennsylvania,
you're
not
making more than $50,000. You've got the earned income tax credit.
Do you end up paying taxes?
As head of household, are you the head of your household?
I'm the only one in my household.
Right, that makes you the head of the household. You don't pay taxes, man.
Do you pay taxes, Justin?
I pay, off the paycheck comes the Medicare, Social Security, the federal income, the state income, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't pay in because it always equals out that, you know, it always equals out or someone owes me something. And at first I was trying to whittle it down to, you know, writing two or three exemptions to me owing them just a little bit at the end of the year. So maybe if I just give them little breadcrumbs, they'll just shut up and leave me alone.
I don't understand. Maybe I'm unclear. At the end of the year or the end of the tax year, when you go through that awful process, do you end up paying more in income? Do you end up paying any money in income tax, or do you get more back, as Mark is suggesting?
I get more back. Like this year, I got back like $500 some, and I about crapped my pants. I was like, wow, that's way too much you guys owe me.
There is there's welfare in the tax system. There's this tax credit called the earned income tax credit that is given to head of households. There's more if you have a baby and you get that baby a Social Security number.
Now, I think this is really dangerous, Mark. This idea that, and I understand what you're saying. You're saying stay in the tax system because you're benefiting from it.
I didn't say that. No. I'm only making it clear, Ian. See, you want everybody to stop paying taxes, and I understand you've got an agenda. I'm not going to lie to this kid. You're not paying taxes. You're not paying income taxes.
I didn't lie to him, did I?
No, but you're saying it's all very dangerous and all that.
I think the mentality that, well, you should just keep playing along with the system because it's benefiting you is dangerous. I think that's
I didn't tell him to play along with the system because it's benefiting him.
No, you didn't get to that point. You told him you're not paying taxes and with the intention to encourage him to continue to go along with the system.
It's being taken out of my paycheck automatically every time. It's a little bit out of each paycheck, and I want that to stop. That's my point. That's my purpose of writing exempt on the W-4 and turning into the employer and say, look, I don't want the feds taking anything out of it.
You could write exempt on there and still get money back by filing at the end of the year.
Yeah, I've heard people doing that too.
Then do that. Why not do that then? I mean, if that's what you're going to do, then you stay in the system. You don't risk any. You don't really have any risk, apparently.
Yeah.
And I not that I'm saying you don't have risk. I don't know. I don't know what all their.
I don't know either. I'm hoping someone else, someone's listening, has done it before, who's been paying automatically, file is exempt, and then all of a sudden, ooh, this guy's exempt and he wasn't before. What's up with that?
Would love to hear from somebody if they have done this. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Your tax exemption story, you want to share it? Please do. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've got any suggestions for Justin, call in, share those, or bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free. Front page of the site, you can go into our podcast, go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. That's all free for you, too. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the archives on us.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, HP, and up to 99% off list price. Up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We will take your calls about whatever you want. Meantime, we will talk to Julia here, who's going to tell us, give us an update, because we talked about the Wizinator guy before. Was it one of your stories in the past, Julia?
Possibly. Every time I hear the word Wizinator, it just makes me laugh.
It is a funny, funny name. What's going on with him?
A California man who spent nearly 6 years in prison in 1980s for a marijuana trafficking conviction got 6 months in federal prison for running a company that sold a male prosthetic called the Wizinator that helped men cheat on drug tests. I've seen this ad before in like a High Times magazine or something like this many years ago, and it claims to be, and like you can buy different colors and stuff, but it looks like a real penis. And I don't know exactly how it works, but maybe you tuck your real penis in, you put the Wizinator on, and you
something
can
like
pull it out like a real penis, and there are different colors, like white, African-American.
And you load it up with somebody else's clean urine, right?
That's correct.
And then you can pass a urine test.
Mm-hmm. It says Gerald Wills,
brilliant
age
idea.
67, of and there's quite a market for it. There are a number of products, not all fake penises, but there are all kinds of products out there that claim to help you pass a drug test. So obviously there's a market for this, and
clearly,
people want
this.
People
don't want to stop using drugs, and they want to get a job at the same time.
Right. Sold the device and a
because,
product.
Because, by the way, just before you go on, because it's not necessarily bad to use drugs on a recreational basis, but yet all these companies have these ludicrous policies against drug use.
Right. The idea isn't to allow people to be able to smoke pot and run a forklift. The idea is that marijuana stays in your system for a very long time. So if you were to use it over the weekend and then they give you your analysis on Wednesday,
you're busted.
It's still shut.
Well, yeah. That's one of my biggest beefs with drug testing is that it's really discrimination against marijuana smokers because you could do a line of or several lines. You could do a gram of cocaine on Friday night, and you could pass a drug test by Tuesday. And I think many, many, many people out there would argue that cocaine is worse for you than marijuana.
I think so.
Seems like it.
So this man sold the device and a product called Number One that could be used by either men or women, along with a synthetic urine to fill the devices.
So you don't even have to get somebody else's urine?
No, they just sell it for you.
Wow, that's awesome.
I had a friend who used to come and get my urine for his tests.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there are people that claim that you can drink certain things to clean out your urine, and there are people that claim that it works. I mean, I don't know. I've never had to use something like this.
You've never worked for a company that would do that, right?
No, but when I was 16, I did fail a drug test. I got a job.
For a company? Okay.
Yeah, I got a job for a company, and we had just moved, and my family lived in a place there where there weren't very many businesses. And my mom, you know, was every day taking me out and being like, you got to get a job. You got to get a job. So I get a job at this place and everything goes well and I get the job and then come to find out I've got to pass this drug test. And I had like a week and I stopped smoking and it didn't work. And my mom found out and she was kind of mad, but whatever. I ended up getting a job for a better place anyway.
That's good.
Right. So his since disbanded company, Puck Technology, advertised the device on the internet as a way for pilots, truck drivers, and others whose safety is regulated by the U.S. Department of Transportation to beat drug tests. The website even included testimonials from those who use it. I have to pass a drug test while being observed, and not only is it undetectable, I passed with flying colors, says one of the testimonials.
So was it, and I'm sure you're about to tell me this, but wasn't the charge basically that you were encouraging people to break the law, the driving laws, the federal driving?
The actual charge here is conspiracy to sell drug paraphernalia and conspiracy to defraud the United States.
He's defrauding the United
States. Wow.
Treason.
Wow. All right. Go ahead and continue. Is there more?
The devices were sold from October 2005 through May 2008. The men disbanded the company and surrendered $300,000 in cash and all other assets as part of their plea agreement. As a result, the U.S. district judge...
$300,000 and 6 months in prison.
Well, one of them got 6 months. The partner got 3 years of probation, which would... I mean, that's just a ticket to go right to jail.
Yeah, it is.
You can violate probation pretty easily.
Yeah, you know, I mean, having been, you know, in prison, a lot of guys came back. I mean, essentially, you're taking, you know, what is a person who isn't very good at being in society, so a bad person, putting them with bad people, treating them badly for a period of time, you know, giving them really not much for tools to change their lives. Releasing them, expecting them to act good, and actually putting them under more restrictions than they were previously when they got arrested, you know?
I used to live in Sebastian, Florida, which was a very small town, and we were right on the border of a county, and, I mean, like, down the street I could walk to the next county, and I knew a woman who got a DUI, and she had some coke on her, and she got in a lot of trouble for that, and her part of her probation was that she couldn't leave the county, so she couldn't even walk down the street.
Ludicrous.
You know, if she was in a restaurant or something like that in this county and she was caught by her probation officer, she would go back to jail. I mean, that's just stupid.
It's outrageous.
So the prosecutors in this case asked for leniency because the two men have continued to cooperate in other investigations.
Oh, geez.
However, the U.S. attorney would not detail those other investigations.
So they're rolling over on somebody else.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Nice.
I knew a guy that rolled over on his own brother.
That is just a testament to how scary these people's threats really are when you're put in that situation and they say, look, you know, and they lie, too. They say, we're going to do this to you. We're going to put you away for this long. I remember one time we read a story about a young lady who was 18 years old who got arrested for the first time for a small amount of marijuana. And they set her up. They told her that if she didn't do all these things for her, that they were going to, you know, she was going to go to jail for a long time. And she got killed by trying to purchase marijuana. Right. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, the college girl. She was doing an undercover sting for the police in the attempt to lessen the damages.
Well, because they told her that she was going to go to jail for a while. And I'm sorry, but in most cases, you're not going to go to jail for a while for a small amount of marijuana. They usually let it slide. They give you community service or something like that. So these, you know, goons just wanted her to work for them, basically.
Right. And they put
and
her in the
died.
Line of fire. Yep.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that you would... Yeah, I mean, you're going to send an amateur in to do the job of an undercover police officer?
Well, and you're
that's absolutely ludicrous.
Well, yeah, but that's what they did because, well, they'd rather put her in at risk than their officers. Well, officer safety and
the
all.
The risk would have been less if a professional had gone in.
800-259-9231. And as I recall in some of the news stories, the attitude of the sheriff was just basically, she's a druggie, who cares?
Right. Yeah, and a marijuana user isn't a druggie.
There's more coming up here, 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. 10% better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves. Incredible grip in any conditions.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, including our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, listen, and chat. We've got a chat room right there on that page, so you can interact with other listeners. cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by the good folks at memorydealers.com. All right. And by the way, would it surprise you to know that in the history of the drug war, no one charged with felony dispensing of cannabis has ever taken it to trial? Here in New Hampshire, Sovereign Curtis is going to do so, risking 7 years in prison. And the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org wants to help Curtis win his case and possibly overturn the insane war on drugs. In order to do that, we need you to chip in to help Curtis and sign up for a monthly contribution at cdevolution.org. That's cdevolution.org. As we continue here, there's a story about the man who created the Wizinator. He is looking at a $300,000 fine, which he's already paid, and 6 months in federal prison for creating a product that people voluntarily chose to purchase that they utilized to get out of the various different drug testing facilities out in the that businesses use across this country. And the federal government essentially said that, well, because federal law is very strict when it comes to driving, the various different there's one particular bureaucracy that just is very draconian over top of the professional drivers in this country. Department of Transportation, I believe, is what it is. But because there are all these rules and regs that say that that these people can't use drugs, then therefore, because you are assisting them in the process of using drugs, you are defrauding the federal government. And so he's been charged with multiple felonies, What was the other charge, Julia? It was defrauding the federal government and something
and
else.
Conspiracy to create paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia. Apparently a Wizenator is...
A fake penis.
Even though you don't use it to smoke pot out of, is apparently paraphernalia. So,
well, they can make whatever charges they want, Stick, if you take a plea bargain. And this guy is.
And he is
taking. He's wheeling, he's dealing, he's rolling over on people.
He went to jail or to prison for 6 years for marijuana trafficking in the 80s. He probably was thinking, I will do whatever I can not to go to jail for that long again.
Understood, but...
and so now what else is he doing, Julia, in order to assure that? They said he was working with them.
Right, so that means he's probably ratting people out that he has known. I mean, if he was a marijuana trafficker and now he's making these, he probably has some contacts.
And the assumption there is that somehow that what he's saying is even true. I can tell you from experience that that people say things that aren't true when they're faced with this situation.
They'll accuse you of being a dealer if you're not a dealer.
Imagine
kind of
for your second radio listener that you're being charged with something that could result in you going to prison for 5 years. They give you an opportunity to tell them some story that, you know, they'll probably hunt down and you know, take care of if you just tell them some story on somebody that you know.
Your ex,
doesn't have to be true.
Yeah, your ex or somebody you don't like.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, that's how those things tend to go.
Right. So this guy he's trying to get out of it. Basically, he's asking for some leniency because he's cooperating. And it has this nice quote in it. I fully understand that I was a criminal and took full responsibility for my actions.
Did you say this
to
the judge?
In a tearful statement to the court. He said he panicked in September 2008 when a commuter train crashed head-on into a freight train in California, killing 25 people. Ooh. I was terrified he could have used one of my products to pass a drug test, he said. Well, I'm more sorry for my actions than I ever could say.
Now, wait a second. That is pathetic, because even if, you know, one of the engineers of one of these trains had used his product to pass some drug test, it doesn't make him responsible for the crash. If I smoke pot 3 nights ago, it doesn't make, you know, what happened, everything that happened for the next month, the responsibility of me smoking pot. That's not that's causation and correlation. It's not the same thing.
There are so many reasons why this is just stupid.
He's groveling.
He absolutely is. It's groveling and it's pathetic. If the guy, if the engineer smoked pot the morning before he got into this crash, that's a decision he made. The Wizenator had nothing to do with that.
Well, here's the best part. The next paragraph says, drugs weren't a factor at all in the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board found the commuter's train engineer was distracted by text messaging.
He was just, he was just using it for emotional effect on the judge.
He also expressed remorse by saying, no excuses, Your Honor. Here are these people. Obviously, they had no moral quandaries whatsoever with trafficking marijuana. He had no moral quandaries with inventing the advice, and now all of a sudden that he's caught, he's got a problem with it. He's realized the error of his ways.
So pathetic, so typical as well. It reminds me of the Hollywood people that when they get caught with a little bit of pot, as though they're going to go to jail. They're Hollywood people. When's the last time you heard about that happening? I mean, they go for a night and they get out and that's it, because they bring some high-powered lawyer in and he takes care of the situation for them. They get caught with a little bit of pot, like the Michael Phelps character, the swimmer guy, smoking some pot on camera. It was allegedly pot, right? I mean, it was just a photo. Who knows what was in there? But he starts apologizing for his behavior. Why are you apologizing for who you are? It's so sad. Let's go to your calls. Steve is listening to WNYY in Lansing, New York. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, did you ever play like $100,000 Pyramid? Or did you ever watch that show?
Watch it. Okay. Yeah,
I've seen it, but I don't recall much about it.
Yeah, it's a little old. It's probably a little older than it would be for you, Ian. But I certainly didn't. Dick Clark host that one?
I think so. One of those guys, yeah. Dick Clark, Bob Clark, some one of those guys.
Why do you ask?
Okay, well, you remember you kind of throw things out and then the people try to guess what you're basically, the question is or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
They buzz in, right?
You come up with big hairy man, Chewbacca.
That's right.
Right, somebody says.
But aren't there two people trying to buzz in on you for doing that?
I don't think so, no.
There's
two teams.
You're playing with like a celebrity and then they're trying to guess something that you're trying to, you know, give them hints about.
Gotcha.
So, I'm not going to go into a long spiel because you don't have time, but I would throw things out like doing eye surgery. driving, measuring pills, or formulating in a pharmacy. And there's, and we could think of, you know, doing a job as an air traffic controller. I could go on and on and on, but, you know, do you know where I'm going?
No,
I have no idea.
Okay. All the things that you don't want to have somebody taking drugs while they're doing it.
Sure.
You can argue all day long about, well, you know, like you said before, well, you know, they smoked pot 5 days ago, blah, blah, blah. But the fact is that if you made it much more easy and more accessible than it is even now for people to use drugs, especially teenagers and other people, you know, if you start
calling
getting
to argue
pot
against,
available at the
you're,
gas station,
you're calling as a drug warrior to argue against ending the war on drugs. Is that what your point is?
I would
I'm
like
not
to
sure about a war on drugs, but I'm just saying making it easier for people to have access to drugs that we know have some effect on people in a bad way. Would you seriously want the person doing retinal surgery on you that just smoked pot an hour ago?
No, and I don't think that that's not what's happening here.
Yeah.
Yes, somebody who does that has committed a crime. They're responsible
then
for
he would
that.
Say, that's
the
legal
Wizenator
for me
guy
smoke.
Isn't
legal
responsible
for, me to smoke.
For it.
If I was the ophthalmologist and I said I like
smoking. He's not even
pot.
Talking about the Wizenator.
Dude,
he's talking
if
about.
I sell, if I sell somebody alcohol at a liquor store, am I responsible for them getting drunk and beating their wife?
No, but we also have a horrific crash rate with alcohol as it is. So if we make
so
drugs more available...
So am I responsible for them getting in a crash?
What's that?
Am I responsible for them getting in a crash?
No, you're not responsible, but
what
you're...
What about Julia's question?
It's personal responsibility, obviously, is a huge part
yeah,
of this.
Julia, what was your question?
Well, I said, do you think then it should be illegal because some people get in the car and kill people or do a lot of damage because some people get too drunk and beat their wife? Do you think that alcohol should be then banned for everybody because some people don't know how to use it properly?
No, because I think alcohol in moderate amounts and small amounts can be actually even have a health benefit.
How
you
about
know?
Marijuana in moderate amounts?
I can't
amounts.
Say the same thing about methamphetamines or heroin or
well,
you know,
methamphetamines and heroin
whatever.
And marijuana are all three different drugs.
I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back here.
And heroin and methamphetamines are both things that are prescribed by doctors, so they are good for you in small amounts.
I want to take this, continue this conversation sure, here. Sure. If you don't mind, Steve, can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, more with Steve in a moment. 800-259-9231. He says he wants to make it so drugs are harder to get, but he's not talking about the war on drugs. So what is he talking about then? That's what I want to know. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our bulletin board system there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. BBS.freetalklive.com is the place to go there. You can also learn how to promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. Now, critical thinking exercise. Explain the difference between government and organized crime. Be sure to include in your comparison the disadvantages that organized crime syndicates might encounter by not having access to a 12-year propaganda system designed to convince children that their activities are somehow not organized crime. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education and socially acceptable forms of organized crime. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. As we go back to Steve listening in New York to WNYY. Now, Steve, you called in here about this issue with the guy that was selling the Wizenator and to help people get out of to pass drug tests. You ended up saying that you think basically that you think that it should be harder for people to get drugs. But when I brought up you, when I alleged that you were supporting the war on drugs, you denied that. So what kind of a vision do you have for drug control?
Well, I think it's drug by drug. But like when it concerns marijuana, I talked to a guy the other day who, was severely injured a long time ago and uses medical marijuana. And I agree with the proper use of, let's say, medical marijuana and more research, into...
What is proper? Please define.
Well, by people that have an actual medical need to use.
So then in that case, does that means you want to put people in cages who are using it for recreational purposes?
Do you think that is something more...
I want to restrict its use, not like maybe basically sell it on the store shelves. I think that certain physicians...
Well, wait a minute. If you restrict its use, then that means there's some consequences for using it if you don't have permission, right?
If it's an illegal... Yeah.
So you want to put people in cages?
No, I think maybe maybe it should go more to a fine system.
Fine
system,
right? People
that are engaged in organized crime...
If I don't want to pay your fine, what happens to me?
Story.
He didn't hear your question.
If I don't want to pay your fine, what happens to me?
if you don't pay my fine.
Right. You said that there's a fine for smoking pot, and I don't want to pay your fine. What happens?
Well, it would be like a traffic fine, whatever the consequences if you don't pay.
Well, you know what that is? Jail, dude. The government's only got one tool, and that tool is jail or death.
So,
well, I don't know.
Well, I guess two tools.
I've got a question for you.
Yes, they shoot people that don't obey, dude. Here, this is.
Well,
let me point this out.
Wait
a second. Wait.
Using marijuana. I'm killing people because they use marijuana.
No, no. Listen, the speeding ticket is a violation. They'll give you a ticket. However, if you don't stop to get the ticket, they'll shoot you. So the only crime in America is disobedience to the government.
Julia has a question.
Yeah. Do you think that there's something morally wrong with using alcohol recreationally just because you think it's fun?
Morally wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, religiously, I have my own views about that. But, I mean, as far as what people choose to do, I don't have any special problem.
But what about the drunk eye surgeons?
Yeah, that's true.
They're cutting on eyes. They could be drinking right before they cut eyes open.
My
human eyes with chainsaws and drug people.
My issue I take with you is that I smoke marijuana every single night when I get off work because I enjoy it recreationally, and you seem to think that it's okay that I should have to pay the government money or go to jail if I don't pay the money because I enjoy using it recreationally. Is that true?
I think that we deem something as a potentially harmful substance.
Who's we?
The medical community.
Because I don't agree with you. I wouldn't say that it's true that a large amount of the medical...
You think marijuana's been made illegal because the medical community thinks it's bad?
I think that if you're using a heavy amount of marijuana, it's going to impair judgment.
No, you didn't answer my question.
If you use a heavy amount of alcohol, do you think that it will impair your judgment?
Of course.
Okay, man. Marijuana is less harmful than alcohol, and you advocate the recreational use of alcohol.
Any medical doctor will tell you that.
I don't know about less harmful.
Anybody
absolutely is. All you have to do is get educated on this subject. You don't
tell
pick
you
up
what.
The phone.
Tell you what.
You don't call radio.
First of all,
I'll tell you what. How about this? Since you think marijuana is more harmful than alcohol, how about you come out here to New Hampshire? We'll get together. You can start pounding back the liquor, and I'll smoke some really fine weed, and we'll see who's more impaired.
See,
thanks for the call, you drug warrior. 800-259-9231.
I've got something to say about his original point, which was about the eye surgeons. Now, I recently switched locations at work, and where I worked previously, it was a very laid-back environment. No rules were enforced. Didn't really matter what I did and what kind of state of mind I was in. And so sometimes I used to get a little high before work. This was a long time ago. I take my job very seriously now. It's very important to me, and I would never get high before work, even though it didn't really impair my judgment. I just like to be as clear-headed and as awake and alert as possible, so I would never smoke weed before I went to work. I take my job too seriously, and I think that an ophthalmologist takes their job a little more seriously than I do. After going to school for 8 years, so I doubt that there are very many ophthalmologists out there who are getting high before they do eye surgery. They have a lot more on the line as well. You could get sued if you did a poor surgery and it was found out that you were smoking before your surgery.
Right. It doesn't.
And
a drug test isn't going to stop him from smoking before.
Just another ignorant guy.
And in addition to this, I don't think that there's anything wrong with employers saying, I don't want my employers working. Like, for this company, we drug test. But the problem with that is that's not the way our current system and the way our society is set up. I mean the way the average person feels about drugs, like that guy, is skewed by misinformation.
Totally misinformation.
I mean,
totally
that guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
I feel like I'm being too mean to Steve because he's just ignorant of the truth about, in this case, we're just talking about pot. I mean, we didn't really even get into the details on heroin and these other drugs.
He did mention legal.
He mentioned crack and heroin and
meth and heroin.
And I mean, I'm sorry, Steve, but I think that people should be free to do those as well. I mean,
absolutely.
What it really
I don't think they should be
to,
free to do eye surgery on people that aren't aware.
I mean, if you want
somebody who's been doing meth to do eye surgery on you, you need that needs to be clear and stated up front. It's your eye. You should be able to
do
what you want with it.
Where are all the stories about the meth head eye surgeons?
Yeah, please. Show me that one story of the meth head eye surgeon. Yeah, ludicrous.
Right.
It's
and
ludicrous.
As an employer, like, I can tell when my employees come in high. As an employer of eye surgeons, would you not be aware of the state of mind of your employees?
I'd like to point out one other thing is
quickly.
I don't think they're drug testing eye surgeons. I don't think there's any system for doing that.
Who
they certainly go after
them,
city bus drivers and things like that. But
let's go to Paul listening in Charleston to WVTS. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Paul, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had something else to say, but first I want to say, if Steve had lived 75 years ago, he could out-tap dance Mr. Bojangles. But the main reason I called, this fellow with the Wizinator.
Yeah.
He's been busted for selling something that people choose to use.
That's right.
Okay. On two separate occasions and two different employers, I passed a drug test, and I smoke pot. Don't use any other, what do they call them, street drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Using vinegar.
Really? What do you do?
You drink it. You drink a bottle of it.
A whole bottle of vinegar.
Yeah. It's really nasty, but two days later, you test out, you're very acidic. And,
now, does it matter which vinegar that you use? I mean, they've got a couple
of
different types.
The one I used happens to be produced by the wife of a company owned by the wife of a major political figure in the United States.
Let's bring her up on charges for manufacturing vinegar. People
exactly
could use that to get out of drug
point.
Tests. Hey, Paul, I'm sorry, we're short on time. I got to let you go, but I thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk quickly to Tony, also listening to WNYY in Ithaca, New York. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Tony?
I just want to say I'm a very open marijuana smoker, and I don't want to work for a job that will drug test me. For marijuana. It's, you know, heroin, cocaine.
If you're getting drug tested, they're
going
to test you for marijuana.
Right,
and
let's point out that the drug tests for every other drug suck, and they don't work. The only drug test that really works is the drug test for marijuana. You eat a poppy seed bagel, and you're tripping the heroin one, but heroin's out of your system in 3 days. Cocaine, same thing.
Along with cocaine.
Yep. What's that?
Along with cocaine, that's out of your system very quickly.
Drug tests are for marijuana.
You know, I don't blame you, Tony.
Go ahead. Quickly. If he would smoke a little bit of weed before working on my eyes, so he'd be calm, collect, and a little bit more steady with his hands.
Maybe he would. Who knows? I mean, nobody's really done a study on that. You could be right about that. Thank you, Tony, for the call. We're out of time. It's been Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.